Now, I remember Witzka telling me one day, you know, I was talking about somebody who was doing much for Our Lady, belonging to a Marian movement, and that person was really exhausted because she had been so active. And I said to her, pray for that lady, she was from the States, pray for that lady because she needs prayer, she's exhausted. And Witzka right away answered me, you know, sister, there are many people who think they are helping Our Lady and they are making up their own apostolate, their own work. They say, let's do this for Our Lady, let's do that for Our Lady. But you know what? They do not belong to Our Lady's plan, and they are useless, if not harmful. And you know why? Because they make the plan of what they should do for her. Instead of kneeling down in the silence of their heart to seek how Our Lady wants to use them for the plan she has already started. The plan is already unveiling. The plan is already on. How shall I fit with that plan? And only through prayer shall I know what is my role in that plan. I don't have to make up anything. I have to receive the message. And there is a key word in this message that Our Lady gave us the other day. Have you noticed that? The key word is bless. Bless. We are called to be blessers, and we are called to receive blessings. You know what is blessing in Hebrew? It's important that we know that Our Lady speaks from the Bible. So she has all this background of the Hebrew language with the roots. You know what is a blessing in Hebrew? A blessing means when you bless somebody, you attract in that person the riches of God, the gifts of God, and God Himself. So that this grace that he gets through your blessing may transform his soul deeply and change him inside. You don't need to understand how it works. We cannot understand because it's divine. You don't need to understand how it works. We cannot understand because it's divine. Thank God we don't understand. It's above all, it's divine. But it works. And Our Lady asked us to bless. And the Queen of Peace in Medjugorje, every day when she comes, she blesses us with her motherly blessing of peace. She said that in a message. And if we are open, we receive that blessing and we are enriched with that blessing, with that gift from God that comes through her. Now, if the blessing attracts the gift of God within others that we bless, I can share with you an example. Some time ago, we were with Sister Bridge McKenna, and we had a meal with her, and Father Kevin, who was accompanying her, blessed the meal as a priest. And then she said a little thing that happened to them some times ago. And she said, you know, look, once we were in a restaurant, it was during a mission, and as usual, we would start the meal with a blessing. I spoke and Father spoke during that blessing of the meal, and we said, Lord, would you please bless this food? Bless all the people that are around us eating also with us in the restaurant. Bless their families. May you take care of their needs, Lord, and bless all the poor and And Lord, would you please, Lord, sit our table with us and bless our conversation. And that was it. And suddenly, before the priest would give the little cross or the blessing, he was like rooted on his seat with the eyes like this, staring before him, in front of him. He became white, paralyzed, and finally, when he could speak, he said, "Sister, do you see what I see?" Then he recovered, and they spoke together. He said, "Did you see him?" She said, "I didn't see anyone, but I heard a word in my heart. Jesus was speaking to me, and he was saying, when I am invited, I always come. And Father Kevin saw Jesus coming to the table and sitting among them. When I am invited, I always come." And this is the meaning of the blessing. We invite God to come and to do his divine work of salvation within our heart, within the situation we are in. Even objects can be blessed. You know, bless. And I want to stress today on a special way to bless that will heal us from being disconnected from the plan of God in our life. I like this story of a priest. A friend of mine was at Maria's, it was years ago in Medjugorje, and she was helping Maria translating what she was telling to the people. There was a huge crowd gathered, as usual, listening to the visionaries. And as Maria was talking, my friend saw a man leaning against a wall, far from her, but his eyes and his whole being were radiating such a joy, an incredible joy, that he was like a sun in the midst of the crowd. And she was fascinated, and she decided to go to him. So as soon as she had finished her job of translation, she ran to him and said, "Oh," she found actually a priest. The joy was like flowing from him. And she said to him, "Father, I don't want to be nosy, but you know, your joy is just amazing. Would you please give me your secret? Would you please tell me what you've done to have accumulated such a joy in your heart?" He seemed to be like a child, actually, though he was very old. He had the face of a child, innocent child. And he said, I want to read what he said because it's so powerful. He said, "Well, I'm now 95 years old, but let me tell you, at the age of 5, he belonged to a very Christian family and prayerful family. At the age of 5, I discovered with great sadness that people were always complaining around, you know, complaining. They would complain for trifles, and they would find 100 good reasons to feel frustrated. And this shocked me a lot as a child, because I felt that life was a great gift. And I also felt that Jesus was deeply saddened because of this. And I loved Jesus, you know, and I wanted to console him from that. And I decided to make a contract with him, to make a deal with him. I promised him that during the first 100 years of my life, I would never complain once. And on the contrary, I would thank him for everything, for the good and for the not so good. But above all, I would bless him for the gift of life, and I would celebrate life with him. And you know, I must say that I've kept my promise so far. And during all these years, I was protected. No evil has been able to touch me. I've avoided all demons. Maybe this is the source of my joy, he said. Then my friend told him, oh, are you really 95? But then, Father, your contract will come to an end soon. He said, don't worry. I thought of the thing with Jesus the other day. I said to him, Lord, it works. So I'm ready to renew my contract for the next 100 years of my life. That's part of the school of Our Lady. Bless. We need to be blessers. Look, I don't know how many we are, maybe 2,000 today. What if America today gains 2,000 more blessers? That will save America, wouldn't it?